successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Listen up. The ship is sinking. Okay? We're going down right now. Just wrap your heads around the reality of that. In 5 minutes, this ship is going to be at the bottom of the lake. And there aren't enough spaces on the lifeboat. Who are we going to save?
Who's going to fix this ship? We got the ship we're in. Who's going to fix this ship? Who's going to fix this ship?
This is the world of boating beyond fixing. I am Greg, your first mate, along with Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner, rounding out the crew. Okay, so this technologically equipped contender, how big is it, Barry?
Okay, it's a 2025 contender, 24-foot with a Yamaha 300 horsepower engine and an Ameritrailer. Okay. Ameritrail trailer.
But as
talk about the boat, it's all right. About the electronics. So right. Let's start.
Yeah. Well, with it all decked out with all these bells and whistles, what kind of price tag are we talking?
Does it say? To add it all up.
I would figure
at least $100,000 worth of electronics.
Just the electronic portion of the boat, and then add another couple hundred grand on top of that, at least.
For the boat and the engine, I don't know. What would a 24-foot contender run, Mike, because you look for those boats all the time.
Well, that's probably a $125,000, $130,000 boat.
Yeah.
As normally equipped.
Right.
I'm guessing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, and this is nothing
Not
normal
this.
About well, this boat.
No,
well,
no,
let's
this
talk
boat
about
is a
these
technology demonstrator.
Let's talk about these electronics. So what makes them so special? We already talked about there might be some kind of technology that allows you to avoid things like whales or anything in the water.
Okay.
It has
a flare built into it.
Okay.
Flare uses infrared technology to see things at night that you would not normally see.
Like containers.
Mike can tell you more about that.
Containers are the other big one, too. I mean, that's just as bad, if not worse, than a whale, isn't it? Those containers that fall off the ships. We hear about that every now and then.
Oh, that can cause a tremendous amount of damage.
Oh, hell
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So the FLIR would pick that up, I guess, or anything. FLIR is better than radar, or just, I don't know, it just makes a digital thing, kind of like a car.
Radar works for things above the water.
Okay.
Okay, so FLIR actually, have you ever looked through a thermal lens or anything like that, or FLIR?
Well, it's kind of like...
you see them at the boat show all the time.
Yeah, but it's also, isn't that the same technology like the Teslas are using in their autopilot and stuff like that? Doesn't that use a FLIR type of technology that paints the scene in front of the car? Isn't it the same type
of
thing?
It uses temperature differential to identify objects.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at a FLIR screen through a FLIR camera, you're going to see temperature differentiation. So
right.
If you see something in the water that is either hotter or colder than the surrounding water,
yes,
that's how it will present.
Like
to
the
you.
Underwater spaceships from the aliens, they're probably going to be
exactly
colder than the water around them. I think.
I have special sensors for that on my boat, so I can see all the underwater aliens on silhouette.
Right.
It's like a big fan display.
Yeah.
I can see.
You got to be careful. Yeah. That's probably why they're coming up with this technology, because you know all those underwater bases all scattered around the world. You know, I mean, they're probably saying, better equip the boats so we don't have any incidents or any more.
So you can tie that FLIR to something called the Lookout Brain Pro. I'm just going through the websites of that they listed for all the equipment on this boat.
Yeah.
This one's only $9,995. It is run by. Yeah, it's powered by NVIDIA, so you've heard about NVIDIA. I'm sure it's been on the news a lot.
So is this the Neuralink thing where they put the chip in your brain?
It's sort of like that. It's a high-resolution, long-range object detection device.
Okay.
Right.
So, like, how long a range are we talking? Do you know?
I don't know.
Just
I haven't read through the whole thing. It has DVR. It has connections.
It has a DVR?
It has AIS targets.
You can record everything?
Yep.
Okay.
You can record everything that you detect.
Never miss a show of Friends or whatever's on TV.
So I don't think that's the kind of recording.
Oh.
So here's where I take a look back, and I've gone through all this technology, and I have a lot of great technology on my boat, too. Some of the technology here is on my boat, but I'm thinking to myself, if I have all of this on my boat, do I actually have enough attention available to actually just operate the vessel, or am I going to be looking at all of my screens all the time and not paying attention to my surroundings?
You got to buy a robot to hand manage it for you.
There is more.
Oh, there is.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. The C.AI brain processes images from existing thermal cameras to deliver unparalleled digital awareness of the vessel's surrounding.
Mm. So yeah, but you need artificial... But you need personal awareness, right?
True.
I mean, at a certain point, you just have to run the boat.
So maybe your AI captain,
the AI,
your
AI captain's going to do it.
He's the guy.
He could be the backup.
He's your AI captain is the one that does all the crap you don't want to, Mike. See, like usually, if we're on your boat, you're gonna, you're gonna say, okay, Greg, I want you to do this, and then I'm gonna say, okay, Barry, he told me to do this, you do it for me. And then I'm going to go lounge on the back of the boat.
Have another drink, right?
Right. Yeah. But the AI captain. AI captain.
AI captain. The artificial intelligence. It provides smart object detection, detects small objects, including persons overboard, offers three operating modes, including collision avoidance, 360 surveillance, and manual systems.
Don't know how you could quickly react to a situation with all that technology, like the man overboard situation.
Right. Yeah.
You have that built into every navigation system there is. It's one thing. You touch it when you know someone fell overboard, you touch it, and that's the man overboard flag.
And here's something else you could add.
Point. Yeah.
Well, here's something else you could add to that boat. It's called Brinkle Blue. It's a 24/7 vessel monitoring system. So, if you have any, it has cameras, it has digital scanners.
So if it noticed someone falling off the vessel, it would alert you.
Or maybe your vessel's docked behind your house and it would alert you on your phone. Hey, get out there with your rifle and start shooting.
Right.
That's only $4,300.
Well, my Ford truck does that. I get an alert when a door opens.
Well, that's true. It's just a ding.
See?
I think the problem with the whole AI technology thing, tied into this package, I totally hear what you're saying, Mike. It's like all this technology is great to have, but it almost gets overwhelming. So you need an AI to kind of help manage it for you. But that, other than, your truck dinging at you saying like, hey, you're not in the vehicle, you really need like a robot. You need a tangible thing with arms and a head that can twirl around there on the helm. And like when someone falls up, waves like, hey, Mike, look, someone fell off. And, maybe you need something like that as a co-pilot or a co-captain.
A lot of the visual technology here, right? Like, so the FLIR camera and things like that, that's for operation of a vessel in less than ideal conditions.
Right.
Because if it's a nice, sunny, no wind day, nice flat calm seas, you're literally seeing everything firsthand. But when you have reduced visibility and reduced sight conditions due to weather, things like that, then this technology is absolutely going to benefit. The question I have is competency. You really need to know how to use this, so you have to practice it a lot, because let's say you're inbound and you haven't run your boat at night in 6 months, and you really haven't exercised your FLIR cameras and things like that.
Right. You're still the captain in charge. So, your AI robot assistant or co-captain would be someone like Gilligan that might be able to point out the obvious, but you have to be, the main
situationally
one.
Situationally aware.
Yes.
You have to remain that way.
And call rank. When it's necessary, have that human component maintained. On that note, we're going to wrap it up. Till next time, remember, whether it is sail or motor,
life is better
as a boater.
As a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Come back here, you barnacle! cold-bitten swab.
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.